This is Images. I'm Fred Martino. Thanks for being with us. Yochi, a 25-minute narrative film written and directed by award-winning filmmaker and NMSU professor Ilana Lapid, is going to be coming to Masiya. A fundraiser to complete the film is being held next Wednesday, August 31st. It includes a private screening at the Fountain Theater and dinner at the Double Eagle. Reservations can be made by calling 573-623-6700. That's 523-6700. We'll repeat that number later, and it's on the Images page in the radio section at krwg.org, along with some online reservation information. Ilana Lapid joins me in studio now. Thank you so much, Ilana, for being here.
Thank you.
So to start off with, tell me about the story, Yochi.
Yochi is a story about a 9-year-old selectively mute Mayan boy who lives in a village in western Belize and who guards a nest of endangered yellow-headed parrots in the pine savanna. And then his beloved older brother comes home from the city, and Yochi discovers that his brother is in debt and has turned to poaching. And that puts them on a collision course, and that sets up the conflict of the story.
A very dramatic collision course, it sounds like. Now, I know you are a professor at NMSU in our Creative Media Institute, and I understand several CMI students and grads worked on the film.
Yes, I was very fortunate to have my students come with me and make up the crew of Yochi. It was a U.S. Belize co-production. We also worked with some Belizean filmmakers. And from CMI, we brought my cinematographer, Robert Dugan, and sound designer, Nicholas Duran, and assistant director, Angela Johnson, and Joaquin Chavana, who was our first AC and did everything else.
Tell me about the importance of that kind of hands-on experience for students who want to work in film and television.
I think it's tremendously important, and we do a lot of that at the Creative Media Institute. Our faculty have the opportunity to work with students on their projects, and this project evolved out of me taking two groups of students to Belize on flip courses in 2013 and 2014, which was each of them was a documentary filmmaking in Belize course. And I took a group of 10 students and then 11 students, and they worked in a Mayan village in western Belize. And I really fell in love with the place, and I developed a story for a narrative film out of that experience.
Wow. And another great experience for NMSU students, having that international opportunity. Was it difficult to plan doing a film there, though?
I would say that it was the most difficult project that I've done up to date. And it really began in March when I was invited to be part of a feature documentary about the yellow-headed parrots in Belize. Christy Drexler, our producer and a PhD student at NMSU, and Charles Britt, her husband, who is working with Scarlett McCaw and with the conservation of yellow-headed parrots, invited me to be part of their documentary. And while I didn't end up joining them on that project, I had the idea to create a short film that dealt with similar themes through the eyes of a 9-year-old boy. And so from that point, I wrote the script and started to put together a team in Belize, and we had this amazing line producer as a jungle expedition leader, and we based our production at his jungle lodge, and his entire family was involved. And then we had another producer, Daniel Velasquez, who helped to begin with the casting, and he found the boy. And then I ended up going down there a week, about 7 days before the crew arrived, to find the other lead actor. But, you know, we're talking about non-actors because there really aren't any actors that are trained in that region. And so it was a matter of asking and driving through the villages and,
wow,
and the towns and stopping people on dirt roads and saying, do you know anybody? Have you seen this person? And finding him finally in the last hour.
Sounds even more challenging than I would have imagined, but a labor of love, too.
Oh, it's such a privilege to get to work on a project that you feel so passionate about and work with a team that you feel so supported by. And I think that the film reflects the talent of my students. And we all worked together as a team in difficult conditions, long hours in the jungle and the pine savanna and in the hottest period in the year in Belize. And made something that I'm really proud of and really excited to share with the community and really excited to finish and put out into the world and send to film festivals. And
all right. And along those lines, the fundraiser we mentioned at the beginning of our time together today that takes place next Wednesday, August 31st, will pay for some additional work to complete the film. Tell me about that.
So the process of creating a film involves pre-production, production, and post-production, and each have their own costs. And so we've paid to complete the filming and the editing, but now we have to pay for a professional sound design, original score, color timing, and a final audio mix in order to then have a completed film that we can submit to some of the major film festival deadlines in the early fall. And so my executive producer, Craig Holden, also is associate director at the NMSU Foundation, he is working very hard with me to find ways to raise the $10,000 that we need to finish the film. We both really believe in the project, and this fundraiser is a way for us to invite people to support the film and also share the film with them.
Give us a sense of the costs involved in making a 25-minute film like this.
I would say that the costs that this film had that may be slightly unique is that we were filming internationally, and so we had to put people up, and we have to pay for all their food, and we have to pay for all the transportation, and we have to pay for equipment rental.
Right. It wouldn't be comparable to something in the U.S. perhaps, but still, what are we talking about in terms of the cost to produce
the
something?
The film cost close to $20,000.
Okay.
Yeah, and some of that was paid for through grants, and some of that was deficit financed, so that means that I'm applying for grants now to cover it. And we have Amy Lanas, our department head, has been enormously supportive, and Gary Lowe and Aggies Go Global, their office donated the flights for our students, so they didn't have to pay to fly out there, which was really great for us.
Wonderful, wonderful. And such a great experience for students. That international experience is so wonderful when you're studying, and it's just it really opens your mind and your perspective to so many different things beyond learning film.
Right, and this was an opportunity for us to set a film in another environment that in a way that was as authentic as it could be. And the film is actually in English, in English Creole, in Mayan, and in Spanish.
Wow. You mentioned film festivals. Tell me your other hopes for distribution of the film down the line.
Well, we are hoping to finish the film by the Sundance deadline, which is the late deadline, which is September 23rd. So we're working towards that. And if we can raise the money in time, then that will be fantastic. And then we are also going to go for South by Southwest and some other festivals. But generally, a film is in festivals, has about 2 years to play the festival circuit. And then you look for opportunities to find distribution, which for a short film is slightly more challenging than for a feature film because there are fewer venues. But nowadays, you can find online distribution. You can be part of showcases and compilations of short films. And another thing we really hope for with our film is that it will have educational uses and that it will be a teaching vehicle to start conversations about issues of conservation. And the film really explores difficult choices made by these two brothers in order to protect and defend that which is most sacred to them. For the boy, that is the yellow-headed parrots, and for the brother, it's really about coming home and reconnecting with his younger brother. And I think from the experiences that we've had so far sharing the film with audiences, it really is a great conversation starter about important issues of conservation and also the illegal wildlife trade.
Mm. I wanted to ask you another question. There is talk, as you know, of building a soundstage in Las Cruces, perhaps a multi-use facility at the Las Cruces Convention Center, followed by at some point, a dedicated soundstage down the line. Your thoughts on these plans and how that will help with film instruction and television instruction in our area?
Well, I've been involved with that process for some years now, and I'm tremendously supportive of these endeavors, and I think that they can be so beneficial to our community and to the film industry in southern New Mexico. And I'm hopeful that, the soundstage will become a reality for us in the foreseeable future. And certainly if we will have an academic soundstage as well that will provide our faculty opportunities to expand what we're doing in a real world environment and have new spaces to work with and train our students.
Lots of great opportunities for students. And as you mentioned earlier, this kind of hands-on experience is so critical in this field. How did you become interested in film and television production?
I started actually in political science when I was I studied at Yale. I studied government, and I was very interested in the Middle East, and but always I was approaching the world through stories. And actually on a Fulbright in Romania working with gypsy children when I was 23, that's when I encountered this group of Romanian filmmakers that really inspired me about the possibility to use film and storytelling to engage with social issues and realities. And I thought, this is really the direction that I want to go in. And then when I returned to the States, I then applied to, and I attended USC for my MFA in film production. And it's really such a privilege, as I said earlier, to get to do work that you love so much. And for me, I love making films and telling stories and creating these experiences for audiences. And I also equally love teaching. And I think we have a wonderful program here at the Creative Media Institute at NMSU. It's extremely supportive. And I'm really impressed by the talent and the drive of our students. And so I feel like I'm just lucky to be where I am right now, making projects here.
It's been great having you with us today. Yochi is a 25-minute narrative film. It was written and directed by our guest, award-winning filmmaker and NMSU professor Ilana Lapid. A fundraiser to complete the film is being held next Wednesday, August 31st. And if you joined us late, that includes a private screening at the Fountain Theater and then dinner at the Double Eagle. Reservations available at 575-523-6700. That's 523-6700. And we'll have that phone number and an online link as well for reservations on the images page in the radio section at krwg.org. Ilana, thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.